Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to try another one from Arvon Brewing Company. This is NZ Fade, New Zealand Pilsner. It's got a bird, and I did notice this. I don't know if that's a new logo, but, like, let's see if it'll focus on that. There's the rock, sunset with a bird, and this is what I was talking about. I don't know if this is something new in here or not. But it's like an old school diver's helmet guy, in there. From the side of this can, 4.8% ABV. This is brewed with Ruwaka and New Zealand Cascade. Cascade hops here in Lower Michigan, at least I've heard. I guess I've never bought like fresh hops from somewhere else, like cone hops of Cascade, but I've heard Michigan's are a little bit more spicy than somewhere else. I don't grow them. I took them out. Yeah, never mind. That was years ago. You would have to go back and look at some videos. I paid $4.99 for this one, which I thought was a little weird with it being a Pilsner. Usually Arvon prices nowadays are pretty well, I guess, in the ballpark. I know when they first came out, when they were selling the Hoffman Street, it seems like I was paying like a dollar more or maybe a little bit more than what I was used to in a, like, let's just say a New England IPA. But I thought they fell back. But this one being $5 for just a Pilsner at 4.8%, but hey, I still bought it, so I can't complain too much. I don't think there's a date on here. Usually they stamp it on the can art. And I do not see that. I'm pretty sure it's fresh, but let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass, and see what I think about it. There we go. I'm going to stop there. Off-white colored head, some yellow, translucent yellow coming up through there, but I would almost say eggshell white, like the outside. From this glass, about a finger and a half of head. Color on this one, straw, bright yellow in color. You guys are seeing a little bit more golden color. Here, you want the Arvon? Yes, it is. Glass is from Arvon. Yeah, good color. Pilsner, sure. I would say like a neon yellow if I had to, but you guys are definitely seeing more of a golden yellow color, I think. But let's go ahead and smell. Lemon, I almost want to say lime too. Like, I'm thinking summer from seeing that sun. Like, this is a summer beer. We're getting kind of into September now, second or third week of September. So it's surprising if this is new that this would, why wasn't this out at the beginning of summer? Seems like there's a little dankness in there too. Citrus dankness. I'm guessing that citrus is probably coming from that Cascade. Yeah, like more of a lemon dank citrus now. I said lemon lime, but now that it's settled down a little bit, I'd probably take the lime out. Is there passion fruit? Like that dankness is a little fruity at the back end of the smell? Like, I'm, yeah, like a dank passion fruit, like a lemon dank passion fruit citrus. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and try it. Ooh. Like pine saw. Like lemon pine saw. That is not what I was expecting. That bitterness really goes through that whole entire beer. This one could be an interesting one on Untappd. Definitely not what I was thinking it was going to be. Like, I'm still getting like a lemon citrus, But then there's like some dank in the middle, then like a pine, a big pine. I could almost say like a huge amounts of grapefruit rind. But I'm going pine though. I would say that would wreck your palate. Hopefully, if you're drinking a whole bunch of beers, you probably want to drink this one last. I'm kind of surprised. See, now I'm thinking it's more rind bitterness. You could say like lemon grapefruit bitterness, rind bitterness in the back end, and it just stays. It seems like the rest of the flavors dissipate pretty quickly, and just that bitterness just stays there. I would probably say 60, 65 IBUs on this. I'm guessing that's perceived and it's really not that high, but with how long it stays in there and as much of it as there is, yeah, but easy drinking. I don't know what this one would do. Like, it's almost overpowering. Like, a little too much bitterness, pine, whatever is there in back. Like a sweeter pine bitterness is what I'm getting now as my palate's warming up. Huh. I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know how this would do on a hot day. I think today we're still, like, 87 in September, but I don't know if I would want this one to get warm. I think on this one, I'm going to have to go 3.75 out of 5. I think that bitterness or the perceived bitterness, pine back there, it's too much. I don't want to call this a soft beer, but for this light of beer, I think it's overdone. It's not balanced very well, and I would want that toned down. But 3.75. Let's go ahead and check on tap. One friend has checked it in 4 out of 5. 100 people, man, have checked it in 3.82. So most people like it a little better than I do, which is fine. Crisp, hoppy, bitter, sharp, catty. Hoppy Pilsner with citrus twist. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to look at anybody else. Because I'm guessing if I look at this, a little bitter but refreshing. Okay. Yeah, that West Coast New Zealand Pils. I could see that. They're saying zesty. So, yeah, I can see that. I guess... Yeah, the back of this, a West Coast style IPA, like the old school, that's what you're getting back there. But I still, at least for me, and that's why these beers are out there, that's why Untappd's out there, everybody's going to have a different palate, going to want something different, and it's fine. You should try every single beer you run across. But yeah, for me, it's not balanced enough. I would want that bitterness, that zestiness, that pine toned down some because it is a 4.8%. Now, if it was like this at a 6 or a 6.5, probably a lot better. But that's just my opinion. You should try it for yourself.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.